Many of you have asked for it, and so I spent some of my paternity leave creating it, an introductory Stoicism course. The best part? I've launched it using Gumroad's Pay What You Want model. So if you want to pay $0, you can get the course for free. That's right, free. Learn more and enroll in the course by going to understandingstoicism.com. That's understandingstoicism.com.
I have used a lot of commerce platforms in the past. By far, the most robust is Shopify. No matter how complex your business needs and no matter how large your business grows, Shopify can handle it. And they do handle it for brands like Rothy's, Ruggable, Allbirds, Knox, Magnolia, Brooklinen, Glossier, and Cotton, to name a few. You may already use another e-commerce platform, and you may be super unhappy with it, but you've already put a lot of work into it, and migrating to Shopify could seem impossible. But I'm here to tell you that it is quite easy. When I migrated to Shopify back in 2022, their apps and tools meant I just had to make a few clicks, and everything was ported over as if by magic. Shopify also lets you design your storefront however you like, which, from personal experience, I know isn't the case for many other commerce platforms out there. All these features and all this control can result in more sales more often, so stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify today and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/practical, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/practical. shopify.com/practical.
Good morning, Prokopton. I hope you're well. Welcome back. I actually recorded tomorrow's episode before this one, so you'll hear all the new patron thank yous tomorrow, or today, since these episodes are being released on the same day. And we'll get right to the ads, but before that, if you're not a patron, consider becoming one by going to stoicismpod.com/members. It's a really nice thing to do to financially support the guy who shows up 40 hours a week to create all this free stuff. And if that's not a good enough reason, well, here's one more. It is nice to get rid of ads, and if you take advantage of my lifetime no ads offer, which is only available for the next week or so, you can get rid of ads forever for just one price. If you want to learn more about that, check the show notes. There's a special link. And with that, here come some ads, and maybe we'll get a nice holiday-ish one about presents and reindeers and such. Or maybe it'll just be an ad for stamps.com. That's gross. See you on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
I have used a lot of commerce platforms in the past. By far, the most robust is Shopify. No matter how complex your business needs and no matter how large your business grows, Shopify can handle it. And they do handle it for brands like Rothy's, Ruggable, Allbirds, Knox, Magnolia, Brooklinen, Glossier, and Cotton, to name a few. You may already use another e-commerce platform, and you may be super unhappy with it, but you've already put a lot of work into it, and migrating to Shopify could seem impossible. But I'm here to tell you that it is quite easy. When I migrated to Shopify back in 2022, their apps and tools meant I just had to make a few clicks, and everything was ported over as if by magic. Shopify also lets you design your storefront however you like, which, from personal experience, I know isn't the case for many other commerce platforms out there. All these features and all this control can result in more sales more often, so stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify today and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/practical, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/practical. shopify.com/practical.
Welcome come back from Adland. Happy you survived. I see you've got a spot of commercial enterprise on your collar there. Best to wash it off before you move on to the next thing today. Oh, by the way, if you skipped the first part of this, don't forget about that lifetime ad-free offer. Check the show notes, okay? I'm serious. It's a once-a-year offer. You miss it this year, you have to wait until next year. Okay, today we're diving into Meditation 25 from Book 5 of the Meditations, which reads as follows. Another does wrong. What is that to me? Let him look to it. He has his own disposition, his own activity. I have now what universal nature wills me to have, and I do what my own nature wills me to do. So someone else robs a bank. Someone else hits their spouse. Someone else racially slurs another person. What do these things have to do with me? The answer, of course, isn't as Marcus seems to suggest here. It's that they might, in fact, have everything to do with you if you witness them and are called to act on your observation as a result of your role. If you're a police officer and someone else hits their spouse, their action doesn't say anything about your character, but your choice as a police officer to respond to that abuse will absolutely say something about your character. Do you say it's not your business? Well, as a police officer, you had better not. But what about as a bystander on public transit? Is it something to you then? Or do you turn away and think, I'll leave it to them to concern themselves with their own virtuous deeds or vicious deeds? Well, no matter what you do, certainly it will say something of your character, won't it? Of all the meditations, this one is the most irksome so far, and the most prone, I think, or at least one of the most prone, to misinterpretation. Marcus isn't actually telling us, really, to ignore wrongdoing because it's none of our business, but this meditation doesn't lend itself to any other conclusion, really. Marcus is instead, notwithstanding this bad translation or maybe the original phrasing, is instead telling us that we cannot look at another person doing bad and believe we can do anything about their bad character. Instead, we can only do something about our own character, and as people with characters approaching virtue, when we witness someone doing something quote-unquote bad, we must assess whether it is our place to do something about it, not for the sake of that wrongdoer's character, but for the sake of our own. Perhaps you see a man hitting on a woman in a bar, making her uncomfortable. Can you do anything about that man's character? No, of course you can't. That man's character is nothing to you. It exists wholly within his own hegemonicon. You can't get to it. But can you do something that shows your character as being one that is approaching virtue? And should you? Well, you certainly can, so that only leaves should. Do you think you can successfully come between this man and this woman physically? Stop the abusive behavior and, for lack of a better word, control the situation as it unfolds. Okay, then perhaps you should say something. Perhaps you should do something. But maybe you don't believe you can control the situation as it unfolds. Perhaps, quite the opposite, you believe you would easily be pushed aside by this man, and the result might be an even worse outcome for the woman. Okay, well, then, the choice to get between them wouldn't be an appropriate one, would it? And that's not strictly because you'd be ineffective. This isn't a utilitarian philosophy, Stoicism, that is. And no one can ensure they're effective in executing their intent perfectly anyway. Instead, it's about whether or not it's your place to act. And part of figuring that out might be an estimation of your ability, but a bigger part of figuring it out is an understanding of your role, as I've said. Are you a bouncer? A bartender? A priest? An off-duty cop? A rodeo clown? A 22-year-old student? Perhaps all of these people could get involved, but they would get involved differently. Some might seek to assist by means of brute strength. Others might use their authority, while others might alert barroom staff, and still others might diffuse the situation with humor. Another way to think of roles, in my opinion, is to think of your attributes or character gifts. I'd wager it's within everyone's role to come to the aid of someone in need in some way, but understanding the strengths enabled by your character, which I think is connected to your plethora of roles, no matter who you are, is critical to discerning what way that is. So often it is that we think the only way to be brave or appropriate or effective in situations like the one I've laid out is to throw punches or to be tough. but our character might not be the sort that can be burly and physically strong. And our other roles in life, like mother or father, for example, might not enable us to put ourselves directly in harm's way, because to do so would be to abandon, possibly, our role as a parent, in this example anyway, as we would be risking injury or death in doing so. But there's almost always space for doing something to help, because the choice to help is a reflection of our character. And while the cause of help being needed in the first place has nothing to do with our character, the decision to provide that help in what ways we can absolutely does. Thanks for listening to today's relatively short episode. Remember, check the show notes for a lifetime deal on ad-free listening. The offer won't be made again until this time next year, so get it while you can. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, take care.